It is the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan Horvath alongside Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler with us as well. A lot to get to today as the NFL playoffs continue this weekend. Bucks back in action in Washington, taking on the Wizards. No Giannis tonight. Packers linebacker Blake Martinez set to join the program at 2:30. Our Green Bay insider Ryan Wood also joins the show at 4:48. We start today off asking you, how should the Packers attack free agency? Brian Gutekunst says they're going to be aggressive. Go after some free agents. You go after quantity or quality? Big targets, guys like Jadeveon Clowney, or serviceable players to fill the roster. 414-799-1250, or tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. You could also find us on Facebook. Sparky, how you doing today? It's Friday. We made it.
Yeah, man. We're hanging in there, right? I mean, we're a little bit closer to the weekend. NFL playoffs this weekend for those that are interested. A couple more Bucks games, even though Giannis is out tonight. That should still be a win over the Wizards tonight. We'll have the postgame show following that one this evening. What else? I don't know. That's about it. I don't think we got a bunch of other stuff going on.
Badgers hoops tonight at 8 p.m.
You and him?
No, just in general. As far as like my family, yes, what's going on for us this weekend.
You said we.
We're spending the weekend together. My wife's out of town. I'm spending the night over at Sparky's.
Don't do it, Steve. Don't do it.
Why? Kay and I are going to go out. He's going to babysit. We're out. See ya.
Which one he babysitting?
All of them. They're all here.
Don't babysit Jackson.
All of them are there, man.
No. He's you trust him man. Alone with Jackson? You have lost your mind.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, Ryan can
that
do
don't
it.
Mean that.
His 4-year old still
a dad.
His 4-year old is still alive. He's on something, right?
Because he's with his mom, of course.
that's actually exactly. The truth right there. 414-799-1250. Set to talk some NFL free agency. It's going to be an interesting offseason. Every year, I feel like we get into the same conversation. I've been doing this since my childhood, you know, when the rumors were Brett Favre wanted to play with Randy Moss, and we look at these bigger names, Leroy. Mm-hmm. This year, we're already hearing yesterday, the Steelers are going to look to package up Antonio Brown. They're saying it's very highly unlikely he's going to be in training camp in Pittsburgh. You know, they're going to be probably looking at 2 first-round picks for him, which the Packers have. Other names out there, man, I already mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, you know, Le'Veon Bell. Are you looking at big names like that? Or are you looking at more serviceable players? I'll bring up the free agent list here. You know, Tyrone Matthews out there, guys like that. Or what are you looking for?
See, I'm not a big splash guy. That's Steve. They like all the brands. I like the knockoffs.
Okay.
I want quantity. I want more guys. I'm just going to package all my lunch into Jimmy Graham's of the world. Well, they've tried that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need a lot of this stuff to reflect the draft. The draft, you have the 12th pick. That pick has to be a starter. Free agency will just keep you from thinking. And that's no guarantee that you get a guy free agency that's going to work. But fans don't care. They just want you to sign everybody. It happens the same thing with the Brewers. We had the same subject. You know, with Bumgarner, and they trade everybody to get one guy. I just wish fans would step back a little bit and just see how bad or how good this roster really is. You need your whole right side of your line. If you can address that in free agency, do you see any offensive linemen on there? Because people don't like those positions. Do you see any defensive line, any pass rushers? I mean, you mentioned Clowney,
mm-hmm.
You know, but those guys are going to want max deals. You going to be okay with that? I mean, giving a guy a $60 million guarantee?
Especially when you're paying somebody max money on the offensive side of the ball already.
Right. And, I mean, because 1 year, Steve, they had 1 year with just 5 sacks. Oh, we wasted the money. Oh, my. So, hey, listen. I want guys to say you need a lot of players if you're trying to compete. If you're watching the playoffs like I do, I watch it and say, can the Packers compete with these teams? Most of these teams who are still available have defenses that fly around, they hit, run, and cover. They have great alignment. They have great assignment. And they have great execution. You have to build this defense. Now, some people say, well, they have been building a defense, Leroy. That's where all the picks have been. All the first-round picks has been on defense. But they ain't hit on nobody. Since, Clay Matthews, that's available all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Alexander's going to be good. You're not in on Alexander yet?
It's too early to tell.
All right.
I'm not going to put him at a Pro Bowler yet. Not available enough. All those guys hurt.
When you said too early to tell,
play?
Alexander, what did he end up playing?
How many games did he play?
10. I mean, he left, what, 2 or 3 games early and didn't return for the second half. I'm with you on that.
Corner.
Mm-hmm.
No. You stuck with him, so you got to support that. But if you're LaFleur, you got to go by what you see and what you have.
Played 13 games, started 11.
Man. Probably left, I think, two or three of those. Groin injury.
All of them. I don't remember finishing hamstring. A lot of games. It just happens. But, hey, it doesn't
More matter. Healthy than King.
King is no one brought his name up yet. Y'all just said Alexander. I'm hoping y'all give me some. Ain't no safeties. You have no safeties.
Nope,
none. Period. So when you say free agency, you can get one guy for $60 million guarantee, and now you're stuck. And then you got everything else you want. You got to go in the draft. You got to hope these guys turn out to be something. You just got to hope. But if you get four or five guys in free agency, all making pretty good money.
Right.
You're okay with that. But I would sign David Bakhtiari to a long-term deal to get me $5 or $6 million in cap money. And then you can get very aggressive and maybe sign two guys to big deals like that on defense or where offensive line. But, again, it's going to be hard to know what they're thinking is because they're going to want the head coach's input. Not his ideas, but his input. Hey, man, listen. I want some offensive line help. I'm not saying a particular person. I'm just saying I want some help. But as far as the cap, find out how much cap room they have available. What intern is? Oh, that's our intern, Mandela.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah, find out how much cap room they have going in. That way it'll save Steve the job, a job we're looking
for. Yeah, we could do that. But you think the priority should be offensive line?
Yeah, yes, Lord. That's what I wanted the priority to be last year.
When you look at free agency, you got Trent Brown from New England, only 26 years old. He's going to be a free agent. Daryl Williams from Carolina. Those are the top tackles that are going to be off the board, both 26 and 27 years old.
I can imagine they would be available. But if they hit the market, and no franchise tag?
About $32
million. $32 million is what they're working with.
That's before I did my extension with Bakhtiari, right?
That's for 2019.
Steve, how many years Bakhtiari got left in this deal? But that's before that, right?
No, that's when all the contracts you have right now come off the books, as far as I know.
Oh, man, they're ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
They have $32 million just with their free agents that are going to hit when the new year league starts.
As we have full phone lines, think about the $30 million they have available. Okay, but remember now you got to sign your draft picks. We got a 12th pick. That's going to take some of that cash.
Bakhtiari has 2 years left.
So I would do him an extension.
But they can get out. They can get out if they want after 2019.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. I would extend him out, add 2 years to his deal, so it'll make it a four-year deal, right, Steve, or a three-year deal with an option or whatever. Could they get out of it? I would, if I was Bakhtiari, I would give them 2 or 3 years in the future. I would give up the free agency right. You get your probably about $40 million guaranteed. Now you got about $6 more, $7 more million in cash sitting there. Now you can do whatever you want to do, because every year the cap is going to go up,
right.
So I just think protecting Aaron Rodgers, to me, he got sacked way too much. Some fault of his own. I just don't know how you go into a season saying I'm okay with signing Bulaga back. No. So offensive line to me is number one.
Offensive line?
Yeah.
Sparky, what's your priority this offseason or through the draft, really?
Pass rushers. I
you
want
got Kyle
outside linebacker.
Stop it. Stop that pass rush. You got Kyle Fackler. That man had 10 sacks.
I want a pass rush is what I want for the Green Bay Packers football team. That is what I'm looking at right now. Now,
anybody in particular on free agency you want at a draft?
Let me throw out some names. DeMarcus Lawrence, Trey Flowers, and D.
DeMarcus
Ford.
DeMarcus Lawrence, they ain't going to be at a four.
And Jadeveon Clowney. Those are your top four free agents, all pass rushers.
Clowney ain't playing outside in this defense, I don't think.
He could,
but I don't think.
He could. Hmm.
I think he's more of a 4-3 end at this point. But either way, not in free agency, no. I think you're better off using those picks in the draft. Like I said, take both those picks, draft me a couple of pass rush outside linebackers, Polite, and then the other guy that plays across from Florida. Give me both those linebackers in the first round, I'm pretty happy. Both Florida linebackers, and see what happens. What's the guy's name? What's that guy's name? Horvat. Is it Hearns? Or something like that, the other Florida outside linebacker.
Oh, for University of Florida?
Oh, man.
Well, that's on one side. Who's in the other? I think it was Hearns?
We'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
So you want some linebackers.
I want pass rushing outside linebackers.
So you want Aaron Rodgers to get 2 concussions?
He said the same thing last year.
I know, but it's going to be worse this year, cuz. Who you going to put over there?
Bulaga's going back at right tackle.
Stop, Steve.
So what's going to happen?
How many games he played? Look that one up.
I understand.
Y'all got to stop this stuff, man.
I understand what you're saying.
I know y'all want these sexy picks, but man, listen, hey. I know everybody that's looking for a dime piece, but hey, man, hey, if she's a 7, 8, or 9, she do just as much work.
You're talking about Polite from Florida, 6'2", 260.
No, the other linebacker from Florida.
Oh, the other one from Florida?
The other one.
The other side, too.
They're projecting him.
Oh, Joseph.
Them boys
Joseph.
Can play, man.
Yeah.
Sean Joseph.
Them boys can play.
So there you go. Those are the ones I'm looking
Steve,
for.
Steve, what about if you get a lineman and one of those guys?
How are you going to do that?
Well, the same way they got the pick when they passed up the pick for J.J. Watt, brother. They had to split two picks and get up two picks. It may not work, you know, with your kid. Who was the linebacker from Madison they drafted, had to let him go? Beagle.
Vince Beagle, right.
And King, two guys are not available for you. They got to do something like that. But you know what, though? Gutekunst seemed to be a wheeler and dealer.
Yes.
They move around a little bit, jump around, and pick up two in the first round or something.
Correct. I mean, that's the thing right now if you're the Packers is, you know, who are you looking to get at this point? Because depending on what the Saints do, let's say the Saints win this thing, and now you're picking 32 at the end of the first round. You know, then
32 and 12.
Right. Now all of a sudden, now what are you looking at there at the end of the first round? And is it worth even drafting at the end of the first round? Or do you get, again, more assets, get another pick, and move back into the second round and only move back a few picks?
I want the Saints to get knocked off. You get a better pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying, okay, let's say if you are going to move a pick, if you're going to move 12 and then, you know, whatever you get later in the round in the first round, you want more picks. You want to stockpile picks. You're not looking to stack picks and get a guy like Antonio Brown.
No.
Granted, you might be set.
No, I'm all right with Davante Adams. I don't need more catches to go away from him.
What about
I'm gonna pass on that.
Leroy, I'm glad you're back today because I have a wish list, and I have Earl Thomas and Landon Collins on top. You're saying no to both of those guys. Thomas, 30 years old.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'll take either one.
Burns is the guy I was talking about for Florida State, not Florida, sorry. Brian Burns was the guy I was talking about.
Yeah, he's a good player.
That's what I was looking at. So you get Burns at 32, and then you get Polite up at his pick. Now you got two pass rushers that can get to the quarterback, and Fackrell can rotate in.
Let me play devil's advocate real quick, Leroy, though. Yeah. I feel like, aren't we putting ourselves, or the Packers, not us, aren't they putting themselves in the same position then if you do go to build through the draft and you're relying on rookies to start again like we were last year when you got Jair Alexander shadowing Julio Jones the entire game and things of that such?
You're going to have to because you have a 12th pick. Or you're terrible. You have to rely on these guys. If you were great and picking in the 20s or you used to, you don't have to hit on a starter, but a 12th pick has to be a starter. We can look up the history of what the 12 picks have brought. I think Herb Adderley was a 12th pick. I think not to think you'll get a guy like that, but you must hit on this guy because this guy is going to be a starter. And I think it should be the big old white right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me why I want him to be white.
Why do you want him to be a white guy?
Because it's funny. Otherwise, I don't care what color he is. Steve, I want me a little short white guy by 5'1 to be in the slot like Wes Welker to catch me 95 passes in the slot. Otherwise, Randall Cobb, come on back.
What about Golden Tate in that slot? There's another free agent.
It may cost me too much.
Think so?
Yeah, buddy.
He hadn't done much since he got there.
Yeah.
Philly.
Game-winning touchdown. That's pretty much it.
He may go off this.
After he caught that pass, they interviewed him after the game and said, you know, you've been kind of getting a lot of heat for not doing much since you've been here.
Man,
and he pretty much just said, well, you know, I'm just kind of working through it, and whatever happens, happens.
You know how fans are. Whatever you've done for me lately.
Especially in Philly.
You got to get used to that. But I don't want to mess with him.
No?
No, it's going to cost too much.
So, yeah, like I said, man, I want to prioritize the safety position because this year you got the best free agent.
Don't fall in love with all these names, man. Fall in love with what these guys have done and can they help you. Just having I know what everybody wants, a fantasy team. You want Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. You want to just stock up your team, and next thing you know, you're trying to outscore people. That's why Vic Fangio, I'm surprised, is the only defensive coach that they signed because everybody wants a young, new guy to put up 50 points. But your defense is terrible. I mean, if you can get the best of both worlds, fantastic. Well, you're talking about the Green Bay Packers. They have holes. I mean, when you call us up at this next break, tell me where the holes are, how you're going to fill them. Because if you want to go to Ralph Steve, go with the two linebackers in the draft, okay, fine. But one of those free agent tackles, you got to sign one of those guys.
I'd rather just get a guard on the cheap, put him at right guard. I need a right guard.
I need a tackle. I ain't worried about guard. I want a tackle.
You want somebody to replace Bulaga.
Yeah.
So you're just getting rid of Bulaga and me done.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, his knee's no good, man. I can't be wrong.
What are the odds they actually do that, though?
That they'll get a right tackle?
No, that we've seen the last of Brian Bulaga. Because I feel like we've said this the last 2 years.
Yeah, but it's not so much up to him as up to them. They got to figure out sooner or later it's about being available. I mean, the same knees has been giving him trouble. They're not going to get any better. He's getting a year older. Offensive line used to be paramount, especially when you give a guy $130 million guaranteed. I just don't understand how you don't fortify that line. I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm telling these guys, I threw the ball away numerous of times. Some my fault, but most part, I want to go through my first, second, and third, you know, progression without getting my head thrown in, because we all know the record when he's not playing.
Right.
Okay? So why not invest in him? The defense is okay. I mean, even if it's, you know, like last year, they were top five in sacks. Mm. So, hey, they may not even address that too late.
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Must have an offensive line.
We got Blake Martinez coming out at 2:30, so we're going to hit an early break here. How would you approach free agency if you were the Green Bay Packers?
I love anybody on Clemson team, Betty, to be honest with you.
I'll take all four of those defensive linemen. 414-799-1250.
Ours right now.
How would you approach free agency if you were the Green Bay Packers when the Wendy's Big Show returns after this? Wendy's Big Show live with you here on a Friday afternoon. Ryan Horvath, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
What movie was that with Nicolas Cage?
Con Air.
There you go.
Great movie.
That is a great movie. I could do a 4-hour show just on Con Air. We won't do that. I'm a big Nicolas Cage guy.
His delivery, the whole movie, just his delivery. Tough guy.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. Probably my favorite Nicolas Cage movie. 414-799-1250. We got a short segment here because we're going to be talking with Packers middle linebacker Blake Martinez. A lot to get to with him.
I can't wait to tell him what y'all said about him, especially what Steve said about him a few weeks ago. We got it on tape.
Nah, you know, there's no tape.
Oh, we're going to hit the tape.
No, the systems all went down that day. Dude. Systems went down.
Horvath got it queued up.
There's no tape. Yeah, let's get out to the phone lines real quick. Jeff in St. Francis. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I think Landon Collins should be a target, but other than that, I don't think big name guys should be on their list. I definitely don't want to see Le'Veon Bell because I think Aaron Jones can be a star if they use him. But you know, some offensive linemen that are relatively cheap, I don't want to see him spending like $10 million on a guy. But you know, I think some serviceable guys at a kind of lower level price. I think they need to part ways with Randall Cobb and free up some of that money. I think they offer Clay Matthews, you know, maybe $3 million to play the inside if you don't take it. Sayonara, take it easy. It's been nice. Thank you for your service. But I think there's a few players. Nick Perry, they got to part ways with. Free up. I think they can free up some more money by getting rid of some guys that are.
Yep.
Heavily overpaid, but I think Landon Collins should be a must.
Appreciate the phone call, Jeff. I'm with you on that. And he's only 25 years old.
I'm good with Landon Collins.
Loves Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to cost you. Your quality versus quantity, that's quality. You're not going to have much left to talk about getting anybody else.
And we talked about this in the break, though. A lot of these guys, once the season over, you got to wait for – they'll get franchise tags.
Yes.
But
DeMarcus Lawrence especially.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere,
right,
Steve.
Correct.
Nowhere, no how. If he is available, you got to look at, he's going to sign up more than Aaron Donald.
So what about some of the smaller names? We're talking about the tight end position. If you said goodbye to Jimmy Graham, Jared Cook's back out there.
No, I'm good.
You look at the cornerback position, Bryce Callahan from the Chicago Bears, 27 years old, Kareem Jackson. I mean, when you get down to the bottom of the list, man, just none of these names really jump off on the page, but you're saying maybe that's what you should look for just to fill those holes.
See, it ain't about name, Brian. It's about these guys. You can look at what system they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at how many tackles, how many interceptions. You can look at how good the team was when he was out, if he was injured. And then you look at who his agent is, Steve. If you find out who his agent is, if it's somebody that you know, you can cut these great deals for 2 and 3 years or one, two, or three-year deals to say you got to get everything rectified. But at the same time, if you sign one guy to – when I say max money, I'm talking about anything over – $40 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. So if you sign one guy to something like that, you're going to get a lot of Wilkerson type deals.
Right.
1 year, five.
Prove it deals.
1 year guy trying to win a ring and reprove himself.
Yeah, like Long's son.
Yeah.
You know, he's just bouncing around winning rings. Man. Guys like that, they don't mind doing that, veterans like that, but you got to find a guy to do it.
414-799-1250. We'll get back on this topic when we come back. We're going to talk with Packers middle linebacker Blake Martinez. A lot going on over at Lambeau Field. New head coach Matt LaFleur introduced on Monday. We'll talk to Blake about that when the Wendy's Big Show returns after this. Wendy's Big Show returns here on a Friday afternoon. Ryan Horvath along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Blake Martinez set to join us here shortly on the Wendy's Big Show. Right now we're asking, how would you prioritize free agency if you're the Green Bay Packers? Are you looking for quality or quantity? Big names or just looking to fill some positions and build through the draft once again? Leroy, Landon Collins, I'm getting a lot of tweeter feedback. Twitter feedback. That's the hot name right now, man, especially because he, a couple months ago, went out and said he loves Aaron Rodgers, thinks Aaron Rodgers is the top quarterback in the league. Not that that matters. I don't know how much those guys are going to interact, but when you look at that, does list scare you a little bit? You look at the top 50 free agents. You got Clinton Dix, number 14. So what does this list really mean?
Well, again, you got to wait to some of these guys, the franchise tags. Then you got to worry about some of these guys, to be honest with you, they may not want to play here. They're one of the smallest market, if not the smallest market. And you would think that Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur can attract free agents. And then you got to the first thing we got to do, if I was a Green Bay Packers, I got to think about my own free agents first. And the last caller hit it. Most of those guys got big contracts that you can get off your books. You got to decide what are you going to do with them. I'm pretty sure they know about Clay Matthews and Cobb and even Bulaga. And Nick Perry, the guys who may have a year or so deal, you can waive those guys. Jimmy Graham would be the first conversation. Do we bring him out? Because they can get out of that deal.
Right.
And then you got to go back to Russ Ball and say, how much money? I think we got Blake on the phone. How much money is available? And then what do you want to do with that money?
Yeah, it's the time. Join us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's Packers middle linebacker Blake Martinez. Blake, thanks for jumping on with us today, man.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Blake, we know you're being nominated for the TVP Award. We're going to get to that in a minute here, but obviously a lot of change this offseason already for you guys with new head coach Matt LaFleur taking over. Have you had the opportunity to speak with Matt yet, and what were your initial thoughts on the hire?
I haven't been able to talk to him yet, but I think it's an awesome hire. I think he understands how football is moving and adapting, especially now with the kind of offensive-minded gurus and those types of things. And I think he has a great offensive mind, and it's going to be cool to kind of see how he adapts with what we have on our team and what we can do with it.
You know, the other thing that he broke the news earlier today on another radio show on Sirius XM Radio, I think it was, say that Mike Pettine will return as the defensive coordinator this year, which everybody from a fan perspective was excited to hear. Talk a little bit about Mike Pettine as the coordinator last year and how that went.
No, I think he's an awesome defense coordinator, and once that news broke, I saw it on, I think, Twitter or something.
Yep.
But it's awesome for me just to not have to learn another defense for the third straight year. So it's a great feeling for me. And then his ability to do what he did last year with all of our injuries, put guys into situations where they had the best matchup possible. And I think we had like 10 or more guys have at least one sack on the team. So to be able to have that many guys have chances to be that productive, I think is awesome.
Before I get back into football, Blake, how's the new baby? Are you getting any sleep? Are your wife helping out? Or what? Just a beautiful child. So congratulations there. And congratulations on getting married and all that kind of stuff. How much has that changed you being a parent?
Oh, it's changed me tremendously. The sleep aspect definitely changed the most, I think.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. She's a great baby. She's been getting better every single day. She's almost crawling. So she's kind of doing like a little, like get on her hands and knees and then just plop to the ground right now. But it's been a life-changing thing that's just given me another kind of motivation every single time I step on the field. And just seeing her smile just lights up my day whenever things are going bad.
Have you had any conversations with, I call him the secret agent because of his name, you know, Ryan. I just think that's some secret. Have you had any conversation on how he's doing? Is he able to come back to be next to you or have a chance to play next to you? Or do you expect to have somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have him back. I think me and him, when he was healthy my second year,
I think we worked well together. He had an understanding of what I wanted. It was kind of one of those telepathic things. We just knew how we wanted to play together. And so it'd be great to have him back. Obviously, I don't really know how it's going to all work out. But I know he's been working really hard to get back from his knee injury, and I think he's still going to be a great player.
As far as the coaching change up on top, with Fleur coming in, McCarthy going out, they had talked about that the players on the leadership committee or whatever the case may be. Were you a part of that leadership committee?
Yeah, I was.
So what was that all about? Mark Murphy had talked in the press conference that there were a lot of traits that you guys were asking for in the new head coach. Can you tell us some of those traits you guys were looking for?
Yeah, I think it was just someone that understands the players, is compatible in the sense that he can come and talk to us, is open to discussions, doing those types of things, able to adapt. I think just, like I said, being compatible with us and understanding the trends and kind of what we need to be successful every Sunday. And I think the guy they got, I think, checks all those boxes, and I can't wait to see kind of how it kind of unfolds throughout OTAs and fall camp in the season.
Yeah, it was fun going on that cruise with you and your wife. That was a lot of fun getting to know you a little bit. Do you ever watch other middle linebackers around the league, the Luke Kuechly's of the world? What's that kid named from Dallas, Steve, the big, tall 55? It's not Sean Lee. Vander something.
Oh, Vanderish?
Yeah, those guys. Do you watch those, the Bobby Wagners? Do you watch these guys? Because when I played, I used to really watch other safeties to see what they're doing and stuff like that, or you just don't care. Cause I don't know if people know this, but last year, weren't you tied with some guys for the most tackles in the league, overall tackles, some of that of sort?
Yeah, so basically, last year I was tied for the league leading. I think this year I was second. I watch every single time we kind of get all the games on our iPad. My first thing that I do, whether on Monday or Tuesday, is look at those games and see, okay, which games have really good linebackers in them, and I'll basically just isocam the linebackers. I won't even watch formations or any kind of tendencies on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. I'll just watch and see how they played them and what they did to be effective. And it's been cool throughout my 3 years to kind of talk to given guys after games. This last year, talked to Bobby Wagner and kind of talked to him after the game and basically went back and forth throughout the season, just chatting, getting kind of inputs here and there from him, and just kind of growing my knowledge of the game from, like you said, the other greats.
Yeah, the thing about that is very interesting, because you think about, did you toss and turn forever thinking I was tied with these guys? One more tackle, I could have led the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing when you think about that. But my question is this, because we have this debate all the time with people in the barbershop. They get scared when their players work out with other players because they think you'll leave. I mean, have you ever worked out with anybody from another team, maybe same school, high school, same city? You guys get together and work out, or you just do it with your teammates, or you do it work out by yourself? I mean, how do you like to work out in the offseason?
No, yeah, I mean, I'm more of an individual workout guy, but last year I worked out at Stanford, and Andrew Luck was there, Zach Ertz was there, Christian McCaffrey was there,
Austin
Hooper, a bunch of guys all across the league that are doing really well, and kind of just we did our own individualism kind of thing where I was working on linebacker stuff, they were working on whatever, running back, tight end, quarterback things, but it was cool to kind of interact and hear from them, what they do in their facilities, how they prepare for games and those types of things. So that was my one aspect of doing kind of group work. But most of the time I like doing individual work because I kind of have like a Ray Lewis mentality where I remember him talking about how he likes to go and work by himself and basically every day throw up and hate his life when he has to go work out. Mm. That's kind of like my mentality. If I'm not doing that, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. So that's kind of what I do.
Why is your jersey so hard to find? My good friend of mine, Nate Plitzerwise, he's looking for your jersey for a fundraiser. They can find Aaron Rodgers' jersey at every gas station. But they cannot find your jersey. I mean, did you buy them all or what? What's going on? I mean, we're going to start voting for you, but, I mean, we got to be able to find these jerseys.
That's what I'm saying. No, I think it's been like a constant thing. I think this year was the first year I actually made it into the pro shop. So they had my jersey.
Oh, no. I got to make a phone call.
Because I know the first 2 years they were like, they said that I had like the highest, I don't know, purchases of like custom made jerseys because they obviously didn't have a Martinez one, so people made custom 50 Martinez jerseys. So that was the thing for the first 2 years, and I think this last year finally got in the pro shop, and everyone was just like tweeting at me of, "Oh my gosh, we finally got it! Okay, now they're sold out. Okay, now they're coming back." So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, they up the quantity of those things this year.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're talking with Packers linebacker Blake Martinez on the Wendy's Big Show. Blake, you're up for the TVP award, which is courtesy of Vizio. That award recognizes the player whose on-field performance most exceeds the value of their contract. Tell us a little bit about that award, what it would mean to you.
No, it's an awesome award. I think it shows great appreciation for guys that are kind of on the rookie contract that aren't those big-name second contract guys. And it would mean a lot to me, just kind of all the hard work that I put in to do what I need to do, whether it's playing well on the field, making plays, or getting guys lined up, making the check, doing those types of things. It would just be a great award to achieve through these first 3 years.
Yeah, I'm on your Instagram now. That's where I voted. And pretty much people can vote anywhere. I think you can vote a bunch of times because it kicked me out so many times. But I just encourage everybody to vote. And do you have the voting information
on
where people can go?
Yeah, you can actually vote at Vizio, Vizio.com/TVP, and you have until January 20th to select the winner. Last year's winner was Alvin Kamara, so you're in some good company there, Blake.
Oh, yeah. And the greatest thing, too, for the voters is that when you do vote, you basically enter your chance to win the 70-inch TV.
Hey!
So we're helping each other on both ends. Basically, you vote for me, and then I'm helping you out getting the TV. So we're doing something good here.
Blake, one last question. What are your expectations for next season? I know, obviously, the season just ended, but, you know, in a perfect world, what are you guys hoping for next year?
Oh, I mean, I feel like every team, if you're not competing for a Super Bowl, I feel like that's a down year, especially for the Green Bay Packers. And I think for us, it's our biggest expectation is bouncing back to the Green Bay Packer way, playing winning football, executing, attention to detail. And I think it's going to be a big year for us, just kind of working as a unit, and I'm super excited.
Is Nebraska ever going to be good again?
Hey, man, you can't be asking people
comment.
About their schools, man. Hey, Blake, they do that with me with Florida State, and I just have to just say the same thing, no comment.
Exactly.
Blake, thanks a lot for giving us
some
time.
And happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, yep. Thank you so much. Getting old.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Getting old. He's like 19. Unbelievable. Tell your wife and baby we say hello. And, again, we will put that voting information out there. We would love for you to win it. Just keep playing hard, my brother. Take care.
Thank you so much.
That was Packers middle linebacker Blake Martinez. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from the Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. NFL playoffs, they roll on this weekend. I'm starting to get my food spread ready. All you got to do is go to Wendy's, and they got the hookup over there, right, Sparky?
Hey, you know what? And we play Nebraska in the Fiesta Bowl. I think it was 88, something like that, 87.
Speaking about being old.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I think we played them twice.
Who was their quarterback?
I don't remember who their quarterback
Eric Crouch?
Was.
No.
No.
That's way after that.
But you know what? Scott Frost played with us at the Packers.
Right, yeah. Safety.
Best poker player in the world.
Scott Frost was.
It ain't even close.
Come on, man.
Him and Mark Tausch are the best poker players
in
the history of poker.
We're going to have to get him on.
The guy kept aces like he was cheating.
We're going to have to get him on next season when the Badgers play.
Scott Frost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. One of the nicest guys in the world, but best poker player.
So was he like the practice squad quarterback in practice?
No, he was a safety.
No, he's a safety.
No, I know what he was, but I'm saying, like, when you guys did scout team, did he?
No. We had
would he play like the Mike Vick role or anything?
No. But he could. Right. He's a lot bigger than you think, though. He's a good coach, too, so.
Well, we're going to find out.
That's true. That's true.
Dude, because he's got to rebuild that Nebraska program. All right, Wendy's is what Ryan Horvath wanted us to talk about. So let's talk about it. Hey, if the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Next up, a Wizards team tonight in D.C. Not a very good Wizards team either. Tip at 6 o'clock.
So in other words, I could just go to the drive-thru now and wait 24 hours and get some.
If you want to go sit there for that long, man. You
it's a guaranteed victory.
I mean, you can get it as soon as the Bucks game is over. You can go get it. It's within 24. You have 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So once the Bucks game is over, you can get it. Listen to the game.
Listen to the game.
In your car. Just, game's over. They just won. How do you know that?
I was listening to it. Beat the rush.
The buzzer just ended. Sparky's on the air, and I want my when the Bucks win, you Wendy's win at Wendy's promotion. They play the Wizards tonight, but no Giannis, it doesn't look like, and Bledsoe may not play either. They still should win. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's to get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
NFL playoffs roll on this weekend. Who are you picking to advance? We'll give our picks next here on the Wendy's Big Show. 2 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show rolls on. Ryan Horvath here alongside Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela as well with you here on a Friday that much closer to the weekend. And we got divisional playoffs coming up in the NFL this weekend. Game number one begins tomorrow, 3:35 p.m., the Colts and the Chiefs. Anthony, your excitement level for the NFL playoffs.
Can it be less than zero?
Really?
I don't care.
Not at all.
The Packers aren't playing. I don't think it's a fun product to watch anymore. I don't want to watch, like, people like Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to go watch a game that's 50-10. I like that when there was defense. I like when guys like Leroy played.
I think we're going to get some defense, actually, in that Colts-Chiefs game. What do you think?
Man,
Leroy,
get
out of here. We're talking NFL playoffs here. AFC divisional. First game tomorrow, 3:35 on NBC. Colts facing off against the Chiefs. The Chiefs favored in that one. I'm not going to lie, man. I like the Colts. Defense is hot right
now.
Andrew Luck's the hottest quarterback in the NFL right now.
But Andrew Luck, he will throw you some. He'll throw you a couple picks. He's just always done it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he's on, he's on. But T.Y. Hilton's a grown man. I mean, they got – and I like Marlon Mack. I really do. It'll be a good game, but the Chiefs – have been snake bit in the playoffs.
Right.
They've been there a bunch of times under Andy Reid, and they just get knocked off. But that wasn't under Patrick Mahomes. That guy's special. He really is.
He is special.
Yes. And it could be a high-scoring game, but if it's a low-scoring game, I think Steve's team can beat them. I really do. Their defense is a bunch of no-name guys. Man, they play hard. They're smart. They hit, run, and cover. And you just got to take away 10 and 87. Everybody else beat me. You got locked down 10 and 87. And then if somebody else come up with a career game, hey, God love you. That's what you got to take is two top targets away. You know, Kelce and Hill. Take those guys away and you're good. You got a good chance.
No, I completely agree with you. As many weapons as they have and as good as Patrick Mahomes had, I said when they lost Kareem Hunt, I was like, that's going to come back. That's going to hurt you playoff time.
Yeah.
Even with Spencer Ware and capable backs, I mean, he's a top five back right there. Sparky, what are your thoughts? Colts at the Chiefs tomorrow. The Chiefs 5.5-point favorites. I know you're a Colts fan. You think they got a shot to go into Kansas City and win?
I want lots of snow. No, it's supposed to snow there. But I saw a buddy of mine said that he thinks the snow will be done before kickoff. I'm hoping he's wrong. I'm hoping it's just like blizzard-like conditions. That's what I'm hoping for. But with all due respect to Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes, I just like the Colts offensive line in a sloppy game and see what happens. But if that's not going to be the way it's going to go, you got to take the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes at this point. I mean, that offense is pretty damn good. Colts defense is better for sure. I don't know if it's good enough to slow them down. Plus, they're without their safety, Mike Mitchell. He went on the IR, so they're going to have to play backup in his place. I'm looking forward to watching it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't have a lot of faith that they're going to be able to get this thing done.
Hey, Leroy, call me crazy, but I look at this Colts team, and this is why I think the Packers have a legit shot to win 11, 12 games next year, because look what they did, okay? Everybody said, what, 4 or 5 wins this season? You take two offensive linemen in last year's NFL draft. You get Quentin Nelson in the first round.
That's the pick I wanted.
You don't really have the sexy names on the defense. You didn't go out and sign any big free agents. You got guys.
Yeah, a linebacker hit.
You just have to hit on the picks. That's what I mean. You have to hit on your picks, and you have to hit on your free agent moves. But there's no huge names there, and still, and they got a legit shot, just as good of a shot as anybody at winning the Super Bowl.
They got good coaching, man. Frank Wright knows what he's doing.
That's a great point about the offensive linemen, though. I mean, you rebuild through the draft a little bit, and you just really never know.
Andrew Luck was sacked more than any quarterback since he's been around here. The guy's all broken up because the line is terrible. If you protect him, you know.
This year, he was the least amount sacked.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, Costanzo,
you got an all-pro guard and a kid from Notre Dame.
Right, and Costanzo was their best offensive lineman, and this year he was their worst offensive lineman at left tackle. So that's how much better the line got. And you got Kelly, the center from Alabama. Again, he can't stay healthy either, but I mean, he's been playing the center position. That Colts team, you were talking about cap space for the Packers. The Colts have more cap space than anybody going into the offseason.
They got a
bunch. So you want to start talking about Le'Veon Bell possibly and where he wants to end up. He's already hinted the fact he'd love to be in Indianapolis. You add Le'Veon Bell to Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton in that offense. And the other thing
is Eric Ebron.
They took Eric Ebron, who's been pretty much a complete bust as far as where he was drafted in Detroit, what he was expected to do, and they've made him into a touchdown machine.
Red zone weapon.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point.
Well, I like Marlon Mack, though. I ain't sleeping on that guy. And they got Wilkins, pass catching, running back, and they got Rodgers, the little slot wide receiver. These guys held up when T.Y. went out.
I'll go.
They got a lot of weapons.
I'll sleep very comfy in my Brooklyn and sheets if Marlon Mack's not on the Colts and they have Le'Veon Bell. I'm not going to lose any sleep
over it.
Keep
both of them.
Yeah,
you could
both.
Keep both of them, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm just saying. If you have a chance to get Le'Veon Bell, you get him.
Marlon Mack is going to get hurt.
Probably.
But it's funny when we talk market size because, like, Indianapolis is going to be a destination, like you said, because you have you got a guy that's going to be a second year or tons of cap room, a solid head coach that's going to be going into year two, Andrew Luck, a top 10 quarterback, and like you said, just tons of money. Cowboys-Rams, that's the primetime game Saturday night. That game in Los Angeles. I think the Cowboys got a shot, man. There's 7-point dogs in that game. I think Dallas. Okay, so what happens? Let me ask you a quick question, guys, because we're all talking Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the next Sean McVay.
That's what happens.
Here's the crazy thing. Sean McVay's never won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
What if Dallas goes in there, beats Los Angeles, and we continue to put this guy on a pedestal? He's never won a playoff game.
Well, it's the hot guy at the moment. I mean, I think that happens. I think people want to score. That's what everything is about, scoring. And the word that everybody's been saying is being innovative. And I don't even think people know what that word means. They want you to just spread it around. That's why, what is his name? Clingsbury got his job. Throw it around and score 50. Your defense can be terrible. Who cares? But outscore people. But what you're going to see is two of the best running backs that can probably lead their team in rushing and passing. And these guys are very good. Now, you can flip a coin to see who's better, 21 or 30. It don't really matter. But that's what these games are. Dallas wants to make it 21-13, and the Rams want to make it in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas defense, they got a few names on there. We've talked about the middle linebacker already, but Lawrence is a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and these guys, they are a big physical team. But if you think about it, if you go look at the tape against the Packers and the Rams, they could have beat those. I mean, the Packers could have beat them. But the defense for the Rams, to me, they just get after you. But their corners, you can get deep on their corners.
They like to gamble.
Yeah, and they just don't play real sound. But I tell you what, 99 is a grown man. So it's going to be a very good game, Steve. But I'm going to still go with the Rams in this. I just remember Eric Dickerson. He was on one of the sports shows when he had the 2-9 on. Mm-hmm. They played the Cowboys. I was a big Cowboy fan. He put up 200 and some change on us. I cried like a baby.
Cry. We were talking about this yesterday because Gary was singing and I was singing. There seems to be a lot of media members that are bitter about all these younger guys, coaches, getting head coaching jobs in the National Football League because it's the Sean McVay guys and what the hell has Sean McVay ever done and da-da-da-da. So now you have all these guys saying, all these guys help me be done with it. Just win this game. Mm-hmm. And second of all, do you trust the Cowboys coaching staff?
Stop, Steve.
No, 4 weeks ago they were done. Dak was done.
Well, they've
Jason
done
Garrett
a good job to get
job.
To here, but do you trust them?
No, absolutely.
I don't trust Jason Garrett in the playoffs.
Man, they
I don't trust
do
Dak Prescott either.
This team they have is similar to a team they had when they had home field throughout, and the Packers wouldn't have beat them. They got a good team. They got Cooper outside. I mean, they really got a MVP-type running back that can catch the ball and run the ball. They got one of the best offensive lines. And they got some nice, young, fast receivers. They got everything they need, but I think you're right, Steve. do you just trust them doing something stupid and just giving it up?
Yes, I take the Rams in that one.
Yep, me too.
Sunday, first game at noon on CBS. The Chargers travel to Foxborough. They're going to take on the Patriots, where Phillip Rivers, I believe, is like 1-5 career against New England in New England. Yeah, 1-5 in regular season meetings in New England. Never beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. Only faced him in that AFC Championship game. Also tore his ACL in that game. You think so?
Yeah. Chargers defense, 11 men. There's no boys there.
Man, I wanna believe that the Chargers have a legit shot to go in there and beat the Patriots because it's a down year for the Patriots, which is crazy that we're talking about a down year for a 12-win team, 11-win team that's hosting a playoff game. But all year, we're like, this is it. This is the end. Gronk could barely move out there. He's a shell of himself. Yeah. Brady's throwing at people's feet more than I've ever seen. You know, he hasn't really been Tom Brady. Even he's put up decent numbers. But I can't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs, especially at home. What about you, Sparky?
Nope. I'm not going against the cheaters. No, you got Roe. Go with the cheaters.
Without Gordon, no, they don't have a deep threat. So they're going to have to rely on James White.
Gronkowski looks old.
And I'm going to tell you something about the Chargers. They do not defend passing running backs well. So you can see James White with like a 10-catch day for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. They have to limit him and Sony Michel. But I will say this, though. The Chargers, it's their time. It is. They're very well coached. They got great receivers. They got a Hall of Fame tight end. Derwin James should be a Green Bay Packer. He was all pro. And they just play well together. So I think it's their time.
So you're going Chargers?
Yeah, I'm going to Chargers. And Phillip Rivers, this is his time. He's the only guy out there that has never been in a Super Bowl. He needs to get to a Super Bowl.
He normally chokes in the playoffs.
Is this his last legit shot, do you think, at a Super Bowl? 37 years old? Do you think he's got another one next year?
No, this team is good enough to go back next year.
Yeah.
That defense is good enough to go back next year. They're not that old on defense.
All they need is Melvin Gordon.
To stay healthy. Up. Right.
Yep. That's just the thing.
And
can
when
they
it's
stay
not,
healthy?
They got the other backup guys that come in there and just show out.
Yeah.
I like the Chargers.
Eagles Saints 3:40 on Sunday. Thoughts on that one? I'm going to pick the Saints. I think the Nick Foles magic finally ends in New Orleans.
Well, I'm not picking.
I know who you're rooting for, though.
I want Doug Peterson to win all the Super Bowls because that's my guy. And I'm going to go with the Eagles.
You're going to pick the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles.
You're going to go the upset in the dome. Nick Foles.
The Eagles they play good when Foles is in there. They do stuff. They play together. Great, great game plan each week. Doug Peterson is one of the few guys that knows how to ratchet it up in every round he gets. Because really, to them, they think they got away with one.
Mm-hmm.
They really did. Supposed to lose, but they won. You ride high on that. And plus, all of the pressure is on the Saints by, you know, their coach showing them the money and all that kind of stuff. Actually, we did that first, but hey, it don't matter anymore. But that's where all the pressure is. So I can see the Eagles going in there and getting up early 14-21-0 and making it a great game of just throwing the ball all over the place. Who you like, Steve?
Who'd you take, Warlock?
I'm going to go with the Saints. You going to go against me?
No. I mean, it's hard to go against Drew Brees right now. I think that they're the favorite in the NFC, even more so than the Rams at this point.
That defense ain't no joke. The Saints defense is good.
No, and we knew that last year that they were going to be around for a while. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more about their offense, really, at the end of the day. Can anyone go in the dome and beat them? Yep. I don't think anybody in the NFC can go into the dome and beat the New Orleans Saints. I just don't think it's going to happen. And then if you look farther ahead and you're going to Atlanta to play there, you're not going to have snow and cold weather and all that crap to deal with in Atlanta either. Mm-hmm. So they are the team to beat, I think, right now in the National Football League.
You know what's crazy about what the Eagles are doing right now? They're almost rebuilding by winning in the playoffs and going on another Super Bowl run because Nick Foles on this run. Remember, they got a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. What are they going to get for Nick Foles? Because they're going to have to package him. You're getting at least a second round, I think, for Nick Foles.
Nick Foles ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to have to because they're not going to be able to keep him. They got him. The way it worked out, they got him for $1 million this year, which is just a steal. You can't do that next year. You're going to have to pay him.
So I think they're going to have to package him. They're going to, he ain't going anywhere. Because I don't know if Wentz is going to play for a while. You got to pay that guy. And if he's a starter, just ratchet and give him more money. But I would, if he goes to win a Super Bowl, he ain't going anywhere.
Think he sticks around?
He has to. It's the only time you can win. He'll be
playing for free pretty much.
Yeah, you got to stay here. And in Philadelphia, you have to pay him. I mean, if you don't want him to retire or go somewhere else, pay him. Teams will call, but I mean, the same thing with Case Keenum. Case Keenum should have stayed in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Minnesota would be better.
Well, they're kicking themselves for that.
I mean, I'm looking at Foles' contract. Mm-hmm. Eagles must exercise their 2019 option on Nick Foles mm-hmm. 1 week after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. How much?
$20 million.
Yep, $20 million.
Oh yeah, I pay that all day long.
No,
his cap is 20.6.
You got Carson Wentz. Is Carson Wentz still on rookie deal too?
If they opt out, his dead cap number is only $1.8 million.
Right.
They'll
probably waive him and try to get him back for cheap, but no, I'm paying him because I got rookie contract with Wentz. I'm paying. He deserves it. If one guy deserves it, it's him. I mean, he's keeping you guys afloat.
He does. And if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, which I'm trying to think of a team that really needs a quarterback that isn't going to try to build
almost
through the draft.
Almost everybody needs a quarterback.
Well, right. I'm taking this season, and I'm going into next year, and I'm trying to get Lawrence. Tua's going to be available. Justin Herbert from Oregon. So why am I going to go out and trade a second-round pick for Nick Foles, though?
Yeah, but would you trade for Josh Rosen?
What would I trade for Josh Rosen?
You think they're going to get rid of
Rosen? I'd get rid of a first-round pick because I think he's going to be a top-10 quarterback in this league.
Rosen ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they're thinking about Kyler Murray.
This head coach was...
He was just talking. You don't think stuff come true and you just run your mouth like that.
Who was it? Schefter or Mortensen? One of them reported
this
morning or yesterday that there's a possibility he may take him number one.
No, he ain't.
And if he does that, then you can essentially trade Josh Rosen.
He ain't going to take him number one.
See, I wanted to talk some Bucks next, but now we got this segue. What should we do here? A little on.
About Murray.
Let's do this.
We can do
Roy, I got a question for you. Okay. I got a question for everybody out there. Would you take guaranteed money to play baseball,
mm-hmm.
or would you take a shot at the NFL draft, even if you are a undersized quarterback and just kind of play the crapshoot? We'll talk about that.
Wait, one second. Let me ask you this: if you're the Giants at six,
mm-hmm.
and the Cardinals say you can have Josh Rosen for that pick for the sixth overall pick in this draft. Do you take it, or do you take Haskins out of Ohio State?
I want Rosen.
I've had to find out how many more years I'm going to get out of Eli because his contract got me locked up. Right,
he's
now.
About done.
I think -2 years.
I think they can make a deal to keep him one more round so he can then go for it. The Giants think they're close.
I don't know, though. I feel like Eli's lost that locker room. I think, like, especially with Saquon and OBJ.
Wait a minute.
I feel
Eli ain't trying to get the locker room, man.
Eli only has 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah.
Next year's his last year.
Yeah, I'll just play that out.
Right, but you're still going to need a quarterback.
I don't want
Rosen. So you're sitting at six.
Yeah, I don't want him.
You're not taking Haskins and you're not trading for Rosen?
No, no.
There were rumors they were going to try to shop for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
I mean, those have died down a little bit, but.
Yeah, there's other options out there. Six pick is big, man. You got to hit with that. I ain't trading that.